Jane in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Thanks again to Dr. Clyde Yancey. He is just the best.
I told you he was good.
He is great.
He's a very busy guy. Did we say that on the air or not? But he was just speaking at Pennsylvania University.
He was at Penn.
Penn.
Yes.
Yeah, and then he literally flew in to do the show
and
with us right now.
Came straight here.
Yeah, but he's a busy guy. He's hard to nail down. I'm so glad he can come in.
This is the beauty of this show.
Do not text him.
I'm going to text him right now.
Do not bother him.
We go from a heart surgeon, a cardiologist, to a stylist. Yes, we got to get organized. Our next guest is a stylist, and most importantly, she can help you get organized. It's Laura LaPrette. Thank you for coming in.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Hi, Laura.
So explain, stylist, organizer, does that go hand in hand? How does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. So I really pride my business on helping my clients to absolutely love everything that's in their closet and know exactly how to wear everything they own in multiple different ways. So I definitely help people to put new outfits together from what they already have, but then
it's like shopping in your closet.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, for sure. But then of course I'm also able to help them incorporate really great new pieces in to modernize their look and tie it all together. I can help you.
Jane, we talk about shopping in your closet all the time.
Yes. I shop in my closet. I wish I had places to go to wear my clothes in my closet. Seriously. Okay, so I have to talk about this Marie Kondo trend because I was out for dinner tonight with two other girls, and we're all in three different decades, right?
Yeah.
And the Marie Kondo trend, she's the girl that had the Netflix show about cleaning out and organizing. And one of the things she would do is she'd say, look at the sweater and say, does this sweater bring me joy? And if it doesn't bring you joy, then get rid of it. Well, you know what? At some point, it's going to bring me joy if it's not bringing me joy today.
Exactly. I completely hear you and feel exactly the same way. I feel like it does work for some people out there, but it's a little extreme. So I have some really great, easy tweaks that you can do not everybody wants to purge their entire closet.
No.
So
I spent a lot of money on the closet.
Exactly.
It's going to come around again.
Are you sure? They always change something, it seems like.
Well, as long as you keep them in good condition, but sometimes it is good to have a second set of eyes, like myself, to come into your closet and just be honest with you and be like, okay, you got really great compliments on these, but it was a decade ago, so it's time to move on from that dress, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. But that doesn't mean that you can't make the most out of what you already have. And I think the key is just making your closet a beautiful space to like open the doors and feel happy about.
So do you have to have like a half inch between every hanger in the closet?
No.
Okay.
But it does make
it
look,
is that a thing?
It does make it look pretty, but
it looks like, so if you ever go to the retail store, these fancy boutiques, Pete, think of them, right?
Yeah.
Downtown, there's like a little half inch when you go in the guys' section. It's everything is spaced perfectly.
I've never paid attention to
that. You're going
to
notice now.
Really?
So they want your closet to look like that. And there's no way my closet is, I would love that.
Well, and especially in Chicago, the closets aren't
super
as
huge,
spacious as they could be, but there's lots of ways to work around that and give yourself a little extra space too.
I share a closet with my wife. Mm-hmm. We have one big closet.
So do you get like a quarter of the space?
Oh my gosh, I have no space, and she's always trying to organize my clothes.
Yeah.
I'm good very unorganized, but I'm organized in my own mind.
Right.
Like my pants are mixed up with my shirt, but I put stuff next to each other. She likes to have the pants on one side, the dress shirts, and the
suits. She knows what's up.
Yeah.
You put the shirt next to the pants, it goes with it. That is very Pete McMurray of you.
I mean, that's...
But that shirt could probably go with some other pants. So you're not changing it up enough if you have it that way.
I got to be honest. I just kind of throw everything everywhere, and I remember where I put it the last time.
Yeah.
I don't need to be that organized in my closet.
Pete is a clothes hoarder. He loves
to go
shopping.
I like the term clothes horse.
Oh, thanks. I knew it started with an H.
I worked at a dry cleaners in college, so I noticed people's clothes. I noticed the length of clothes. I noticed shoes, watches. Yes.
So
it's a weird thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I am into it.
Yes.
Okay.
But you don't mind that it's disorganized.
I don't. That doesn't bother me.
Interesting.
But here, give us some tips. What do we have to do with our closet? What's the first thing we can all do?
Okay. Well, one of my favorite things that I think makes a huge impact, and I think would be really good for you, is it's you take all your hangers and just flip them the opposite direction. So as opposed to the hook going into your closet, change it so the hanger's facing the other way. I know it sounds crazy. And then, so you do that, it depends on the person, maybe once every season, once every 6 months, once every year. Then as you wear your clothes, you put it back
around
in the normal way. And so you see those clothes that you haven't worn in a year. And the great thing is it works differently for different people. So some people, the people that are into the Marie Kondo thing, they'll see I haven't worn all these clothes for 6 months, time to get rid of them.
Or time to wear it.
Right. What I do, and I think what you would love doing, is I just use those hangers that are facing the other direction as inspiration for my outfits in the coming weeks. Yes. So I'll make new outfits out of those clothes that I would otherwise not have chosen or gravitated towards.
I love that
shopping
idea.
Shopping in your own closet.
As a matter of fact, when you started off with the hangers facing the wrong direction.
I know. You were freaking out.
My skin was just... inside out. I just, my pet peeve.
Now
when it does backwards.
It does like throw off the look of the closet a little bit, but I take those hangers that are facing the other direction, the stuff that I haven't worn, and kind of separate them so that then I'm using those
over
as inspiration.
One side. I was gonna start putting like a little tag around it to say the dates, like start writing the dates that I've worn it.
That is so much work.
Yeah, it is the hanger thing is a little easier.
Yeah, so you know.
Sure. I think it's different for guys. Though with their clothes, I feel like guys hold on to clothes forever, and they always go out of style.
You send me a video every week if you're throwing some shirt away in the garbage. I'm not kidding.
And fit is so important for men. So like bodies change.
Yes,
over time.
You're right.
So.
Everything is super tight nowadays. But by the way, I donate that. That's just for your enjoyment. I'll take a shirt that I know is out of style, and I'll start a video and I'll throw it in the garbage.
Oh my gosh.
But then I'll donate.
Because he knows that I want him to donate it.
Yes, of course I'm donating it.
Good.
Okay, let's get back to men's closets because I'm separate. Like I have my own closet. He has his closet. I have about four. He has one and a half.
Yeah.
I try to go in and organize it, but I say, you know what? It's up to you.
Yeah.
You do what you do.
So one of the second easiest tip and trick, which it sounds like you might not be into, but you just
why would you think that, Laura?
You start off just by items. Okay. So organize it by items, pants together, tops together, dresses together, and then you organize by those pants or tops by color, so color coordination, and then by sleeve length, for especially for women. But that's where it gets to looking a little bit more like your own personal boutique in your closet. But the best thing about this is then you're able to, when you're coming up with an outfit in your head and you have the vest and the tie, and you're like, I really need a pink shirt to go with this, you can look in your closet instead of going and buying a pink shirt. You know if you have it or not, because you know exactly where to look.
I know, Jane, you're shaking your head. My
She's
wife
right.
did that last year.
Yeah.
She organized my closet and she got the black felt hangers.
Totally in love with them.
What are you doing? No, I hate them.
That's the joy hangers.
And nothing slips, everything stays on.
And those pant hangers are, I didn't like them at first, but I've grown to love them.
They take up so much less space.
Yeah.
That's what she said. You're going to have so much more room.
They're really nice.
I go, this is you because you're so type A.
Yeah.
That's why.
It feels good, though. if all your hangers match, at least let them all
but
match.
But no wire hangers.
No wire hangers.
Exactly.
Yes.
I like to take three wire hangers with me in my suitcase in case I go somewhere where there's not portable hangers and I need to be able to carry
some
shirts.
Bring the felt ones, girl.
No, they'll break.
Well, I bring them all the time.
So I have a issue. So my closet, in one closet, I have just color coordinated short sleeve shirts. But I wear a lot of bright colors on Living Healthy Chicago because I need to.
Yeah.
I don't wear those typically, you know, in my regular daily life. I'm usually just wearing a sweatshirt, sweatpants. But then in the other closet, I have all my long sleeve, like flannels are here, long sleeve blouses, all color coordinated. But there's a lot of them.
Right.
So you would go through and do the inside out hanger or you'd just go through and throw some things away?
Personally, when I go to a client's.
Yeah, what would we do?
Yeah, I mean, especially the first time I work with someone, we go through their entire closet and I give my definite first impression of things. And it is, I mean, I'm not brutally honest, but I am honest about things because having that second set of eyes, things do get dated, fits change, styles change. So although you absolutely love something, most likely, like I mentioned, you're thinking of those compliments or those really great memories from a while ago.
Listen, 1993, get rid of that flannel Nirvana. See you later.
Ooh, Nirvana, though. That's never going to
be I'm bringing it back.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to take a quick break and we'll talk some more about organization. We're going to talk shoes when we come back.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Laura LaPlante. LaPrat in studio. Where can people find you?
ShoppingGirlXOXO.com is my website. And
it's cute.
I like that. Yeah, all right. And what are you on Twitter?
Same thing. ShoppingGirlXOXO. Instagram. Same.
Love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Laura LaPrat in studio. If you have a question, you can always text us or call us 312-981-7200. 720 WGN. Get organized with Laura LaPrat of ShoppingGirlXOXO.com. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk shoes. We're talking about organizing closets. By the way, it's Pete and Jane in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Organizing closets, shoes. What do you do with your shoes?
I am a huge advocate of having everything in your closet, not only just shoes, but shoes are a very important part of it, as displayed as possible. So shoes are something that, along with other accessories.
Jane is shaking her head.
She's feeling me.
For people that are driving on the Eisenhower, she couldn't be happier. She is a shoe.
Yes.
Crazy person.
I love it. And you want to show, not only do you want to show them off, but if they get pushed to the back of your closet or stuck away, stored away in boxes,
yeah. Like, oh,
you forget
about
them. Exactly. And you don't wear
them. And you can get inspired to put on an outfit by your shoes. You're like, oh, I'm going to wear this because I'm picking these shoes first.
Exactly. And so I think it's very important to have your shoes as displayed as possible. One of those tricks, like especially in the Chicago closets, are so small, you can kind of display them in your room and create like shoe displays. It's definitely trending right now as kind of creating that boutique vibe in your own room. So it's a way to kind of make more space in your closet and make sure that those shoes are out on display and you can get inspired by them.
One time I took all of my shoes out of my closet when I lived with my parents in Orland Park, and I put them all on the front driveway, and my dad took my picture, and I submitted it to Women's Wear Daily, and I was in the magazine for
that is amazing.
Confessions of a Shoe Addict.
You never throw away any shoes, do you? Or
I
never
do.
Donate them.
Actually, I had some amazing shoes from the 90s, like the big platform, crazy Sonex, great
came back.
Luccinis. Yeah, I love them. So I had them in storage. I wasn't wearing them. I'm like, I'm sort of over it and too old. So I brought them to a store who was looking for 90s shoes.
Totally.
So I sold them to that lady. You know, she's like, I've been looking everywhere for these, but I do get rid of shoes.
Okay.
I do.
All right.
I promise. I'm much better.
If they're worn, I mean, shoes get worn sometimes. So that's the biggest thing.
But if they're still wearable, I will donate them to somebody who can wear them.
Exactly.
Yeah. I try to get rid of big shoes, but people don't want them.
What about the someday items? You know, someday I'm going to be able to fit in that thing.
Get rid of them.
Oh, I'm going to lose weight, Laura.
Gosh.
I'm going to lose weight and I'm going to be able to get into that suit again.
I tell my clients all the time it's the worst thing to keep because it just makes you feel bad every time you see it. And if you do lose the weight or if you gain muscle, whatever happens with your body, reward yourself and get yourself a modern pair of jeans instead of trying to throw on the jeans from middle school.
That is great.
I like to say my biggest thing is donate them to somebody who needs them.
100%.
There are so many people that need them.
Especially
I like to cut things up and turn them into something else. However, I do realize that sometimes that is not a good thing. I need to donate them.
Yes.
I'm telling that to myself right now.
Yes, you are. I knew it. It's like self-therapy right now on the radio.
Reusing, though, is awesome, too. That's very cool.
Give your website again.
It is www.shoppinggirlxoxo.com.
Laura
LaPrat. Shopping.
Yes. Thank you for coming in. We'll have you back. You were great.
Thank you so much for having me.
You want to come over and play in my closet?
Of course. Anytime.
It's 720 WGN.